Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We believe that, you know, there's an abundance of food. 40% of food actually goes to waste into the landfill. And so our goal every day, I go out and capture food and then repurpose it in real time to the community. A lot of Harbor and Scott County and Western Hennepin, and then, you know, Crystal and I had developed the Food Pulse in November and do that on Wednesdays. And this ability to be able to take food where there's an abundance, so we identify where all these food sources are that might go to waste, and then we also have a pulse on where there is a need in the communities. And we just, you know, stay really fluid with what's going on social media, and we connect and network as fast and fluidly as possible. And, you know, I just want to share, when you just asked Crystal what was the most, like, rewarding piece, and, you know, we get all these comments every time we do this, every week. And yesterday there was a guy that came through when we were still over at the Sears parking lot, who walked over, had a backpack, didn't come by car, and took a box and stuffed his backpack and said, "You literally saved my life. I haven't eaten in 3 days." And oh, you know, I mean, you just get so emotional, like, a lot of the times. There's people that come through, they're cracking jokes and stuff, but you get that kind of stuff, and you're just like, this is absolutely why we have to do this. So,
Where does the food come from? How do you accrue it?
So, right now, we've partnered with Heartland in Shakopee. They're part of Hosanna Church at near Starters in Shakopee off Deer Lane. And they partner with the community, so they've created a contract for the state of Minnesota. They're one of the recipients of the Farm to Family boxes. And then they disseminate it out to the nonprofits, and we're one of them. So we go pick up weekly, and we tell them how much we can take, and then they just load us up. And
so I see. So it's a team effort. They're the warehouse, and you guys go to work off of that.
That's correct.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's amazing. I mean, we're so happy to have this opportunity to be able to just have this valve and get it out to people real time, and the impact it's making in real time is unbelievable.
What do people need to know about those of us that get three squares a day or whatever we want? What is it we need to know that we don't know about maybe some of the children, maybe even at the same school that our children go to or wherever? What is it we don't know about some of these kids that are being deprived and families being deprived food?
Yeah, so I'm on a weekly call there's a collaboration with the school systems in Carver, and there's collaborations with the Minnetonka schools and collaborations with Hopkins, and just listening to the social workers, you know, the percents are very high, actually. They're way higher than you would expect. Right now, there's like 30% of families that are seeking food, and we are letting all of them know, like, we have a crazy amount of food available each week, and so we're sourcing them because the social workers and teachers were coming together at some of these schools and trying to pull money together to get the food, and we're like, no. We have an abundance, and we're going to make sure that we can fulfill those families' needs beyond the backpack program. So we're getting in those farm-to-family boxes, which are, you know, full produce, dairy and meat, and they can give you, you know, several meals for the week, including a breakfast, lunch, and dinner, about 3 days worth. So it's pretty prominent. And then we have the peripheral items every week, too.
Right.
You know, frozen meat and pastries. We have tons of pastries that are donated via Hy-Vee and Costco and things. So it's just phenomenal. And, you know, I would just really, really want people to understand that there's so many people that are out in our community and working in all these jobs, and they're homeless. Or, you know, their kids are at school and they've shifted and bounced, you know, 10 times in the school year. And there's just so many things that are affecting these kids, and this is an opportunity to at least keep them whole. So,
last question for both of you. Can teachers, does hunger leave clues? Can teachers and social workers pick up on who's not getting what they need? Or is that unfair to even ask that of them?
So I would say yes to a degree, right? You have to build a relationship, right? And that's what I say with a lot of people, to be able to understand, but food is the way to build that relationship. So sharing anything in class, with, you know, pencil, candy, anything, right? When you talk about a school district or an adult with a child base, is that you have to build some kind of trust level there for a child to talk to or for you to really be able to see that. Now, obviously, grades has a big deal to do with that, right? If a kid is not, you know, performing at work, there is obviously something else happening at home, or maybe they're homeless, they don't actually have a home.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back real quick before Vanessa answers to talk about the teamwork. This is when we talk about teamwork, and we talk about the biggest thing right now that the Twin Cities can do is come together and collaborate together
yeah.
with different nonprofits and different advocates and use your skills and, you know, use each other, delegate things to really be able to take off and lift off the ground. So right, reach out and tell us where the food needs to come, and we're willing to drop it off. If you have volunteers or if you need volunteers, right, we can also send that message out. And that's when I think there's so many nonprofits around the Twin Cities and so many different things happening that if we actually came together, we'd be able to make a bigger, positive, more transitional lifestyle change for many families instead of having to rebuild different things multiple different times.
Yeah, and leverage their expertise. Some have, you know, different resources, and just knowing that. I will note that on top of that, last June, after the George Floyd murder, there was a one group that started the Twin Cities Mutual Aid Project, and they generated this giant Google map, which identifies now over 300 organizations throughout the Twin Cities. And it tells you exactly when their volunteers are available, where they're located, what they need, if they're needing, you know, work hours and stuff. And it's just a great way to help us all kind of bridge together instead of trying to do this in silos. So I can't echo that enough, that this is imperative that we all leverage our resources and think and network together to make it all happen. So,
well, let me just end it by saying you two keep up the great work. Keep us posted, but you're doing the work of angels, and we appreciate it very much. Not just that you're doing it, but that you're creating awareness to when you throw out facts and figures like that, it astounds me. And I always thought, I think I got my finger on the pulse, pardon the pun, and when I hear those numbers, 6,000 pounds, and this, I go, my God, we've got a need. So keep spreading the word, keep doing what you're doing, and thank you so much for giving us some time.
Yes, thank you, Mike.
Thanks. And also just tell people if they're interested or want to know more about us, we're on Facebook at The Food Pulse.
The Food Pulse on Facebook. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
You bet. Vanessa and Crystal making a difference in our communities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.